Ripping it up, you make the overtime call and the biggest challenge. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Ariel Chang does more than just drive for show. The junior at Utica Eisenhower has been ripping it up on the golf course this fall, winning individual honors at the first three tournaments she's played in. A two-time All-Stater, Chang has cut a full stroke off her average this year with a longer drive. She's led the Eagles to a county team title already this year, and she'd like to lead them to a state title come October.
I feel like we even got better from last year. You know how hard my girls push, and they really push themselves because they know they can do so much better. And we've been practicing really hard. They have more confidence in themselves this year. I think that's why they're shooting better.
You can read more about Ariel Chang on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Owen Graves of Kingsley, who rushed for 101 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Stags to a 26-7 football victory over Traverse City St. Francis last week. And Bronson ran the table at the Portage Northern Volleyball Invitational last Saturday, bouncing back from a first set loss to top the host Huskies in the finale. Senior Keona Salesman delivered 66 kills in the tournament. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Let's test your rules knowledge with this football You Make the Call. A close game has gone into overtime, and Team A scores a touchdown on its first possession. During the extra point try, the kick is good, but Team B is called for roughing the kicker. What are Team A's options? You make the call. In this case, the kicking team has two options. One is to accept the penalty and reattempt the point after from a yard and a half out, or accept the penalty on the succeeding spot, which would begin Team B's overtime possession. First and goal. That's right, first and goal from the 25-yard line.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A year into her job as the executive director of the National Federation of State High School Associations, Dr. Carissa Niehoff has been quick to make some points clear about issues involving school sports, and she authored an opinion piece to start the school year about high school sports' greatest challenge, which we'd like to paraphrase here. Dr. Niehoff writes, "Inappropriate adult behavior at high school athletic events in Michigan and across the country have reached epidemic proportions. When more than 2,000 high school athletic directors were asked in a recent national survey what they like least about their job, 62.3% said it was dealing with aggressive parents and adult fans. And the men and women who wear the black and white stripes agree. In fact, almost 80% of officials quit after the first 2 years on the job, and unruly parents are cited as the reason why. As a result, there is a growing shortage of high school officials. So if you're a parent attending a high school athletic event this year, you can help by following these six guidelines. Act your age. After all, you're an adult. Second, don't live your life vicariously through your children. School sports are for them, not for you. Third, let your children talk to the coach instead of you doing it for them. Fourth, stay in your lane. No coaching or officiating from the sidelines. Fifth, remember, participating in high school sports is not about getting a college scholarship. And sixth, make sure your children know you love watching them play. Do not critique your child's performance in the car ride home. Purchasing a ticket to a high school athletic event does not give you the right to be rude, disrespectful, or verbally abusive. Cheer loud and be proud, but be responsible and respectful. The future of high school sports in Michigan is dependent on you. Well said, Dr. Niehoff. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.